Today's Daf is Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Hard to believe, but we are beginning today the final parak, the final chapter of Bava Kamma, the 10th and final section of this beautiful Masechet. We open with the Mishnah, which states that somebody who steals food and then gives it to their children or left a stolen item for the children and then subsequently passes away. So now we have to ask, what is the children's responsibility to repay or to fill in the stolen item to the owner? Pturin Milashalem, says the Mishnah, the inheritors, the heirs, are exempt from paying. But if the stolen item was something that has achrayut, which means that it serves as a guarantee for a loan, then chayavin l'shalem, then they are required to pay. So the Gemara has some qualifiers, explains that this is brought l'halacha in the Rambam as well, in Hilchos Gneiva V'Aveda, in the second paragraph of the first halacha. The stolen item remains unchanged, then actually it does have to be returned. The whole case of the Mishnah was where it had been consumed. The item is no longer there, there's nothing to return, just the value of the item. So the rationale explains the Gemara is Mishum Kivod Avihem, a very interesting concept that the Gemara brings up. If the heirs were to use these stolen items, go around its clothing or whatever it would be, and people are going to see that. They're going to see the children are using an item that was literally stolen from somebody else. Then what are they going to do? They're going to cast negative views on the family and on the father, and it's going to smear the name and the reputation of the father, and it's something that we want to avoid, so make sure that those items get returned. Comes the Rosh, actually, this is in the Rosh on Maseches Ksubos, in the ninth parak, Siman Yud Dalet, and addresses the issue of Yorshim, the inheritors, the heirs, the children dipping into the inheritance money in order to honor their father. He concludes from our sugya, and he brings, quoting directly from Bava Kamma Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, our opening to this new perek, that we could even coerce kofin as a yorshim. We coerce the children to return the stolen items. However, the Rosh asks, based on the Gemara in Chulin, it's a very interesting Gemara over there, that we don't coerce people to perform mitzvahs on mitzvot that the Torah's reward is explicitly mentioned. Now we know not many of the mitzvot in the Torah have a reward explicitly mentioned next to them, but one that does is the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim, honoring one's parents. The Torah says in more than one location, l'man yarichu yamecha, that the reward for kibud av v'aim, of honoring one's parents, is long life, is promised to that person. The reward is explicit. And therefore, this is a type of mitzvah that the Gemara in Chulin says a person would not be required to force a person to perform the mitzvah. You can't force a person to perform kivud av v'aim. And therefore, a child who doesn't pay back their parents' debt, even though it's a mitzvah of kivud av v'aim to do so, we can't coerce the child to do it. So why do we coerce them then to return stolen items? We don't coerce them to return, let's say, a loan. Explains the Rosh, lav davka kavod avihem. It's not just that we're talking about honoring parents that we are in this context. Ela di'im lo machzirin. What will happen if we don't give back, if the children don't give back those stolen items? Have a kalon avihem. There's also the negative that will result from not bringing back the stolen items, the kalon, the disgrace, the reputation that will be ruined. To prevent a bad name for the parent, we apply more pressure on the children. The Maor Tzedaf brings a fascinating case where a Gabbait Stuck, a person who was in charge of the community charity, was on his deathbed. And he related to his children that over the years, on occasion, he had some mistakes in the books, and he didn't keep perfect record of all the donations, and some of the tzedakah money actually ended up in his personal account, his pocket. So he asked them, after I pass away, take a certain amount from the pot and give it to tzedakah, so he wouldn't have to bear that sin when he goes up and passes from the world. After the Shiva, 7 days of mourning, the children unanimously decided not to give the money back because it would do more harm than good, smearing the name of their father. They wanted to protect his name. Rav Yehuda Asad, however, in his Shal Shuvos Yehudiya LaChelek Beis Mem Zayin, ordered the children to quickly fulfill the father's request. If they really care for the father's honor, they shouldn't depict him as a liar and a fraud, since he admitted explicitly that it did happen from time to time, and by not listening, they will smear his honor. Therefore, give the tzedakah, say to people that due to errors and mistakes over the years, their upright and righteous father asked them to do so due to Shuvah at the end of his life. So we see kibud av v'aim, it's a never-ending story, it's a never-ending requirement. We're responsible for the reputation of our parents, even beyond their lives. The mitzvah opportunity, Baruch Hashem, stays alive and well with us each and every day of our lives to honor our parents.